to be joined by my next guest. And, you know, nobody that I've ever met anywhere says, boy, I can't wait to move. Boy, do I love the moving process. You know, wow, we love our new house, or this is going to be a really great job. But never have I heard anybody say, boy, I love to move. Well, my next guest does that professionally and way more than that for a group of folks that are seniors, where now you are dealing with much, much more. And she's kind of created a total business model. And right here available in the area and throughout St. Louis Metro, her name is Janet Creason. And the name of her company, Here to Help. And that's Here, the digit, to Help. And I welcome Janet Creason. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, Janet, what got you to start this company? What led you down this road to what you're doing?
Well, I've worked for years in the healthcare industry with hospice and home health and home visiting companies and so forth. And I just saw that the healthcare need was being met, and I wanted to help seniors. I knew I wanted to help seniors, and nobody was really helping them with their stuff. So I started with helping a person rearrange a basement. She couldn't get down there. She hadn't been down there in years. So I went down and took videos and got her all situated and let her know what was in her basement, and then just kind of did odd jobs for seniors. And then I got a call and said, hey, will you do a pack and move? For a client of ours, this woman worked at a facility, and I said, sure, what is it? And so I went and learned what a pack and move was, and I developed it from there. We do it all. We do full service pack and moves for people, for seniors.
So, and you know, when you're moving in general, it's never fun, right? It isn't fun. But when you're moving and you're moving someone that's a senior, mm-hmm. And dealing with those kinds of transitions, maybe it's from a house into some kind of senior living, residential living, or, you know, skilled care, whatever it might be, from a big space to a way smaller space, or it might even be, you know, sort of to the point of an estate.
Right.
And you've got a lot more entailed with it then, because first of all, the person whose stuff is being moved can't be the one that physically moved it.
Right.
And also, you have a lot of emotion tied up in that, and you have a lot of emotion tied up in it in the family as well. And that's where you're kind of coming in as senior transition specialists. Explain that.
Well, we help the senior through the entire process. We work with the family through the entire process. We're dealing with a lot of family dynamics. Sometimes there's agreement, sometimes there's not. And we're working with the senior, and we're kind of watching them through the whole process. If we're in contact with them and things are going on, we make sure we advocate for them. We've had situations where that's come in really handy, our knowledge and so forth. We showed up one time and a senior was getting ready to sell their house to an investor. And I used to be a real estate broker a while back, so I kind of knew what to look for a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. Let me get a real estate agent in here to help you. And they ended up, you know, not selling to an investor. And, you know, things like that, that they're kind of going down a road sometimes that they need extra help. Sometimes the family is completely in control and know exactly what they want. We want to take this. We want to do this. The senior's in complete control. We deal with all aspects where they're not really making the decisions or can't make the decisions or want us to make the decisions on what goes, all the way to knowing exactly what goes, and we transform our business to match that.
So, you know, I was talking to you off the air a little bit where the situation was with my dad that, you know, I mean, first he moved from being a homeowner and being in his own home, in the same home he'd been in for 50 years.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Mm. And he finally had that house there for a long time before he finally actually sold it because he wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. But then you move into a place, now you have a lot less space. Now you're no longer in as much control. And then all of a sudden, in his case, it was because physically he was not able to be able to function in a senior residential setting, mm-hmm. but mentally he was there. Now all of a sudden it's like, okay, there's somebody saying you can't live here anymore right. under eye guidelines. You gotta move. And your kids are kind of involved in it. And that, I imagine that just for someone who is a senior, used to calling her own shots their whole life. That's got to be a difficult thing.
Oh, it's very difficult. They're giving up their independence. They're losing so much. They're stay most of the time. They stay very strong. They stay very, they stay strong through it, but it's affecting them. And they're losing some of their independence. And I mean, it's really rough on them. We try to make the move complete, and we try to give them as much peace as we can before we walk out the door.
So now one of the things that you're doing is basically a pack and move, which, you know, I mean, that happens at all levels of people relocating from one place to another. But now in this particular aspect, you're dealing with seniors, but you're still doing the packing and the moving for them. Tell me about the actual packing, moving process and how you do that.
Well, when we set up, we always do free consultations, and we go out the day before a move and we pack up the items. Sometimes we're working with them. Sometimes we're working with the family members and helping make decisions on what goes, what's going to fit. Mobility issues. We're always thinking about that. Are we going to have to maneuver around that coffee table? Or, you know, I think it's maybe best not to bring the coffee table. So we go through all those kind of decisions. We help them pack everything up. We pack everything up in our crates. We have specific people on our team that do that. And we make sure they're all in a safe place for overnight. And the next morning we come in, we pack up the rest. We move everything. We unpack everything, put everything away, and we hang up all the pictures on the wall. So we wipe down their furniture. I mean, we do all the extras. We just want to give them a nice, clean start.
So you get to, you know, I mean, my parents had a big, you know, had a big basement with a bunch of stuff that they had in it that over time they kind of started weeding out. I know even with us now, we've been in our house 26 years and our kids are already like, our adult kids are already like, you know, you got to not have all that stuff.
They don't want to deal
but,
with it.
You know, you are dealing with people that everything is, you know, maybe they have a collection of whatever it is, you know, Hummel figures or whatever it is, they have a collection, or everything has sentimental value, and so they've
right.
kept everything.
Right.
And that, you know, you deal with that too.
That pretty much led us to our second portion of our business, where we do cleanouts and buyouts of their home in order to get it ready to sell. I mean, we're moving people, and they're saying, I have to sell this home in order to pay for where I'm living now in the facility. So we clean out their houses. We get everything empty. We leave it broom ready for the realtor. We're working with realtors. We're coordinating times with them and so forth. So, yeah, that led us to the second part. That's why we do that.
So there's a lot. So you're doing the clean outs, the buyouts. You have a lot of, adult children that are in a situation where maybe it's just they've got their own issues going on in their lives. Or in a lot of cases, you know, mom and dad might be here. They may be halfway. The kids might be halfway across the country because that's where their jobs are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not able to make that move.
Right. We help a lot of people that don't have family in town or maybe only have a very short frame of time that they can come into town to help mom or dad. So we're the eyes and ears for them. We're going over prior to check on them. We're going, we're making sure that everything gets packed, everything's done. We make sure that if they're going to do a clean out with us, we make sure that we get all their items to loved ones that they want them to go to. And then we can determine what the clean out and the buyout will be. And just work with them the whole time. Family's out of town. They can't do it. We're just kind of a rent-a-daughter in a way.
Well, so. And you know, to be able to move and, you know, moving in and of itself. So you're the clean outs, the buyouts, the decluttering, the working with the hoarders. I mean, that is all stuff that there are a lot of adults out there listening right now that are nodding their heads like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'll do. So you might even be in town, but you don't even know where to start.
Exactly.
Because it is overwhelming. And obviously there's a lot of psychology going on. It may mm-hmm. have been the home you grew up in. Right? It could be a lot of different things, or the physical condition, changing of your parent, a lot of things that it makes it difficult to do that.
Exactly. And we go in, we help them, we kind of give them a game plan, let them know what has to be done on their end, and then what we're able to do and kind of map it all out for them. But it is, it's overwhelming. I mean, we have clean outs sometimes that last 2 weeks, you know, because we can't work more than 3 or 4 hours with physical labor, you know, hauling things upstairs and so forth. And sometimes we have clean outs the last 2-3 weeks to get the house empty because they've been in there for 60 years and so forth, you know. So it can get kind of crazy, but we're used to it.
Well, and that is a need.
Yeah.
That is a need because at some point in life, it seems like everybody goes through that. I mean,
right.
You know, where they're on the end of, oh my gosh, there's so much that's involved here. And when you are right in that situation, because it's your parent,
mm-hmm.
you're very emotionally invested in that. You're very overwhelmed by so many different things. And now another thing, too, is that, you know, you got these things. Like my dad had a Barca lounger, right? He loved that Barca lounger.
Oh, yeah.
My mother didn't love that Barca lounger because it was kind of beat up. But it was my dad's Barca lounger. It was his favorite chair. It was going to stay. And then he had a family picture that we all hated because it was like in the 70s. And, you know, everybody's got weird hair and weird clothes and everything. But it was his very, 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 very favorite picture. And it was going to be on the wall no matter what the decor was of the house. It was going to be on the wall. And, you know, I mean, a lot of, I think the older people get, the more that they are like that. So when you're moving someone from point A to point B, how do you know, like, my dad's Barca lounger or my dad's incredibly goofy 70s picture?
You know, you have to go in and you have to read the room. One thing you have to do and work with the family and kind of find out who's, you know, who's the one in charge and so forth. Many, many times the client that we move is perfectly capable of letting us know what their favorite items are. The family gets it out. But one of the questions I ask is like, are you keeping it to keep it? Or are you keeping it because it brings you joy? You know, and if they have something that brings them joy, it goes and it is treated exactly like it was brand new from Tiffany's. I mean, it is so important to them to have their items. And actually, some people we move don't have a lot of resources and we're able to, you know, from the things that we cleaned out, we're able to set them up and give them those extra little pieces that they need to complete their home. So it's a big circle and it works. It really does.
And now you actually have a staff. And again, you're talking about not only, you know, sort of that working with seniors background, mm-hmm. which that's a unique set of circumstances and the real estate background, but also just flat out being movers, flat out having the labor to go and, you know, are you going to move it right? Is it going to get
right.
scratched up? You know, I mean, you always
right.
got to worry about that. That's one of the things you judge on. But you have a team of employees and contractors.
Yes, we have a team of employees and contractors. They're amazing. They're all experienced and trained with seniors. They have so much fun on the job. They're extremely respectful. We have such a good time. And the best part of the day is just backing out of that apartment that's been all set up. And we did that. And it's just wonderful. The cleanest of cleanest people still need their stuff wiped down and their beds wiped down. And it smells good. It looks good. It makes them feel good. And that's the best time of the day. They're amazing.
And that's not the only services. So you've got pack and moves. You've got clean out and buyouts. You got prepping for a move. Organizing and decluttering, working with collectors and hoarders, but you also offer some services for seniors themselves.
Yes, we do. A lot of times when we take care of a senior and we get them moved, sometimes the family, you know, by then we know the families, you know, where they're living or their organization and so forth, and they can't get their mom to the doctor and so forth, and we end up doing, you know, little odd things like that. We'll do grocery shopping for them. That started during COVID. And we'll run their errands and take them to the dock and pick them up and all that. And, you know, stay in communication with the person arranging this. You know, it's and sometimes the senior calls us and arranges it themselves, but we do have that service available.
What a great concept to fill an absolute need area. And you have been doing this 6 years for the pack and moves and 8 years in September for the rest of it,
yeah.
for the business. So that is really impressive. How can people find out more? And what do you suggest, whether it's somebody that's a senior, just thinking, wow, you know what, I ought to really get ready to move. Mm-hmm. You know, this house is too big.
Sometimes we're working with people for 6 months to a year on planning and you know, just downsizing, taking things to donations form and so forth, and just working with them because they have that long-term, you know, thought process in mind, and it's wonderful. They're planning ahead. Sometimes it's last minute. Rut-row, somebody, you know, broke a hip. They're going to get out of rehab. We have nowhere. We need to move, and we need to move like in 2 days. And we're rearranging things to try to make that happen and working with the discharge planners and getting it. So sometimes people plan way ahead. Sometimes it's last minute. Best way, call and just get a consultation. It doesn't cost anything.
And what is that number?
636-667-9066.
9066. You actually got a pretty good number there to remember,
yeah,
right? 667-9066. And do you have a website?
We do. It's here to help. Here, the number 2, helpsos.com.
All right. And I want to thank you so much, Janet Creason. I always love interviewing people that have come up with great business ideas that they're good at and they work and they're filling a tremendous need, making a lot of people think, gosh, I should have thought of that. So congratulations on the success of your business. And hopefully a lot of people have learned about it and you'll get even more.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And right now we are going.